Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Biden invoked the name of God. He can't remember when declaring the National Day of Prayer or when referencing, you know, the thing in the Declaration of Independence about our rights being endowed to us by our Creator. But he had no cognitive difficulty invoking the name of God when blaming the National Rifle Association for this latest monstrous rampage of a lunatic. Taking the lives of 19 children, most of them 10 years old, and two teachers, trapped in a classroom with no good guy there with a gun to stop him. The air was hardly clear of the smell of gunpowder in Uvalde's Robb Elementary School classroom before the liberals started calling American gun owners sick killers and blaming the gun lobby. I'm sick and tired of these people trying to blame honest, conscientious gun owners for the atrocities liberal wackadoodle policies bring into our lives. I think it's time to dish up a plate of their own and shove it into their wicked faces. Meanwhile, happily, Rand Paul is not letting anything distract him from protecting our liberties. He led the charge to stop Biden's plot to brand all conservative patriots domestic terrorists. Senate Republicans blocked a bill to create domestic terrorism offices within federal enforcement agencies in response to the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York a few weeks ago, something I'll mention later. And once again, there are already laws against terrorism, domestic and foreign, by the way. So making a new law is nothing but window dressing as per usual. For these people, it's all about appearances. And 2,000 Mules is having its impact. True the Vote founder, Katherine Engelbrecht, and board member, Greg Phillips, investigated the ballot trafficking incidents in Yuma County, Arizona, and included this information in D'Souza's film, 2,000 Mules. Catherine said, 18 months ago, we knew that when the full story was told about Yuma, Arizona, it would reveal systemic ballot trafficking with connections that spread nationwide. It's now happening, thankfully, with law enforcement fully engaged. Much more remains to be revealed in the days ahead, from the Gateway Pundit, which also reported previously that one Hilhelmina Fuentes was charged with two Class 4 felonies alleging forgery and conspiracy, and two felonies of ballot abuse. Another co-conspirator in this election fraud, one Alma Yadira Juarez, pleaded guilty and admitted to police that Fuentes gave her the ballots to stuff in drop boxes. Okay, that's what you say to the fact checkers, you know, who claim, oh, there's nothing to see here in the Fuentes case because, well, she was actually charged for forgery of absentee ballot applications. That's okay. These people are sick. It's particularly interesting that the Arizona election, it appears, after all, will be the first to prove the election was stolen, since it was the first to declare victory for Biden way early. The Fox knew something was going down in Arizona and impatiently ran out to get ahead of everyone else declaring Arizona for Biden. Personally, I think it was a signal, felt like it then. It just seemed that way to the rest of the operators in the country. It's working in Arizona. Go pedal to the metal, everyone. We've got this. Fitting then that Arizona, the place the great steal began, would be the place where catching the thief begins. Also, while we are all understandably riveted to the Uvalde massacre, there is Carl Schwab stroking his white cat, a little Bond humor there, presiding over Biden's transfer of U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization and its CCP-appointed director, giving unilateral power to the World Health Organization to declare an international health emergency and upon that imposed dictatorial, CCP, control over any nation it labels a threat to international health. Something put in place, by the way, by Bush 2 in 05, which then included provisions requiring the targeted nation to approve the declaration and accept the oversight of the WHO. Biden just wiped out those cautionary provisions and has exposed America to the whims of a CCP-controlled Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, whatever, I'll bet his name equals 666, har har, a CCP-aligned, I should say owned, asset who was strong-armed by the CCP into the position at the World Health Organization in July of 2017. The Biden administration, no doubt under orders from his puppet masters in Beijing, drew up amendments to the 05 agreement removing all safeguards such as an 18-month grace period before the Director General, acting on behalf of Xi, initiates lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, Australia-style oppression of American citizens, complete with internment camps for uncooperative citizens, especially those with religious compunctions contrary to the interests of the state, usurpation of God's power over our lives. And if a nation disagrees, well, that's just too bad. The health of the international community is far too important to allow anything so provincial as individual liberty and national sovereignty to get in its way. Yeah. So the WHO Director General calls in the military of any nation willing to step in to enforce his takeover of America, that's the target, and enforce their health measures on all of us. Now, this is going on right now as I speak to you. It began May 22nd, concludes tomorrow, May 28th, during the 75th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. Who did Biden appoint to represent the U.S. interests at the assembly and to represent the U.S. on the WHO board? Fauci. Feel better now? And right on cue, another major health crisis looms on the horizon, monkeypox. Anyone else see the monkey shine in this latest, very likely contrived in a lab virus, providing convenient cover for something called VAIDS? Have you heard of that? Surely you have. No? Oh, well, you see, the vaccines, you know, the safe and effective vaccines, the ones that work so well you have to get a booster, what, every 6 months? That one. A rising number of vaccinated persons are suffering from a cluster of symptoms associated with immunodeficiency. Remember that word? It's part of the acronym AIDS, Autoimmune Deficiency Syndrome. That disease, you know, the one that appeared in the early 80s, which launched Fauci's rise to fame, who was tasked to find a cure. And by then it was decided not to discourage homosexual men from practicing sodomy by closing bathhouses and gay bars and so on, enforcing anti-sodomy laws, or launching a campaign, at least, to teach the public about the dangers of sodomy, with, you know, public service announcements and advertisements instructing our young people to know the truth about this deadly behavior. You know, like how they did with, well, cigarettes, right? You know, pictures of people on oxygen machines with enhanced x-ray images of their lungs all blackened by cancer from smoking. So how about a picture of a man ravaged with AIDS? Looks far worse, by the way, and a picture of such a man next to a statement warning against homosexual behavior, sodomizing, or even a list of the 30-plus diseases that are associated with this behavior. Well, anyway, the Bible says they receive in their body the due recompense of their error. Let's go ahead and read it, Romans 1:27. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. My friend, this behavior is killing them. Don't we care? That word meet, by the way, means fitting or appropriate. So rather than actually address the problem, you know, gross disobedience to the Creator by rebelling against nature and nature's God, they decided to change the name of this disease to AIDS. And later, when they identified the virus associated with it, they called it HIV. Then they went silent on the issue because it just became clear it's going to be impossible for people to not connect or associate this disease with the behavior that spreads it. Well, you know, now it's only 70% of all AIDS cases come from that community, right? Guess what? The monkeypox is spread most aggressively among homosexual males. Even the ones that call themselves women. Yeah, go figure. Right? I mean, how can that be? Huh? Anyway, the human body was designed by God, and He created mankind, male and female, and designed them to reproduce. And when you violate the design, you break it all down. You destroy it. Now, monkeypox is almost exclusively running amok in the homosexual communities. But it looks a lot like herpes, I understand. It presents with other symptoms that look troublingly like those that are associated with VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S, Vaccine-Associated Immunodeficiency Syndrome. Uh-oh. I did read somewhere that a bit of the virus sequence looks something like HIV, was inserted into the strand. Not so well. So forgive me, I am so upset about the Uvalde massacre. I can hardly think of it without trembling in horror at the darkness that has come over that Texas community and the homes of the 19 children and two teachers who were devastated by that killing monster and furious over the inaction of the Rangers on the scene there and the reaction of our racist, plagiarist, thieving, traitor, Pino, president name only, thank you, Bongino, along with the rest of the America last arm of the deep state occupation of the United States, politicizing the deaths of these children. It's unconscionable. With Obama, as one fellow put it, standing up George Floyd on the 21 slain bodies there in Texas, and Beto attempting to use them as planks in his platform bid for governor in that fair state. Foul human debris. But what puts it totally over the top is Pino, president in name only Biden, blaming the NRA and suggesting that anyone who owns an AR is a sick killer. Wow. I'm going to address this fully today in the next segment. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that is right now picking our pockets and stealing our liberties. Biden asked, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? Yep. He blamed the NRA for the Uvalde massacre and called everyone who owns an AR sick killers. Hey, you thieving liar, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you when in God's name this will end. It's going to end when in God's name we stand up to you and all your liberal nonsense and say we've had enough of this senseless killing and decide that we're going to take over and protect our children from your murderous policies. I say Biden et al. Are the killers here. I say Biden is not only a plagiarist, a usurper to the office he took by deep state coup, and a traitor who has sold this country out to the CCP for money and is right now surrendering our national sovereignty to the internationalist globalists in service to Klaus Schwab, his lieutenants Soros and Gates, and his unnamed but soon to be exposed handlers, Satan worshippers all, haters of Christ, deniers that Christ has come in the flesh. Yeah, Antichrist. These are the true murderers. These are the killers of our children, the abusers of mankind. But narrowing it down for my present purpose, Biden and every gun control-loving, Second Amendment-hating macaroon that thinks taking guns away from the good guys is going to make guns unavailable to the bad guys. Well, they're hypocrites. They surround themselves with men with guns to protect them, but insultingly pretend that we are so stupid. We feel good when we see a sign that says, gun-free zone. You hypocrites. They are the ones killing our children. Larry Elder lately put it succinctly when he said, quote, the we have too many guns crowd is angry that cops reportedly failed to charge in with their guns, confirming the adage that the quickest way of dealing with a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Hashtag Uvalde doesn't happen in Israel, where teachers and staff are armed, end quote. So let's just lay out the facts as we know them up till now. Frightening details emerge about Texas school shooter's rough home life, strange behavior leading up to the elementary massacre. He shot and critically wounded his grandmother in a rage. An eyewitness said Ramos' grandmother was screaming, he shot me. Next thing he saw was Ramos jumping into his truck and speeding down the street and then hearing some kind of crash. And that was about 11:20 a.m. At 11:28, witnesses say he was firing his weapons near a funeral home that was across the street from the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. At 11:30, reports started coming in to the local police, and police were dispatched. He walked across the street and entered the parking lot of the Robb Elementary School, apparently firing his weapon randomly. He entered the school building at 11:40. The police reportedly arrived at 11:44, shortly after he entered the building. Ramos barricaded himself in a classroom. Police began staging operations while Ramos was killing children. After the travesty of police inaction at Columbine, you might remember, the standard operating procedure was established that officers on the scene would take aggressive action to protect the children if there were at least two there. Well, that's not what happened here. After completing their staging operation, they sent officers into the building through the door that Ramos used. They identified what classroom he was in and waited. Waiting for reinforcements, I understand. They were calling in snipers, you know, stuff like that. Waiting for a tactical team. Setting up a siege, I guess, while Ramos was killing children in the classroom. Pop, pop, pop. Did the officers flinch at each crack of the rifle shot as one after another the children in that classroom were being killed? Finally, a school staffer opens the door for police at the other end of the school building, and Texas Rangers go in and set up their position outside the classroom. Well, I guess they wanted to make sure the shooter did not come out of the classroom and start killing kids in other rooms. They were containing the situation, right? While Ramos was popping off another two or three in the classroom that he held hostage. For 1 hour, Texas Rangers remained in place. Likely one of these officers in the school building was sending out updates to those hiding behind their vehicles and behind the fence. The shooter is active in the classroom. Shots are being fired. So, were the Texas Rangers doing nothing while Ramos was using the children of Uvalde for target practice? Oh, no. They were very busy staging, prepping, calling for reinforcements and snipers. Oh, and this, handcuffing parents and pepper-spraying parents who were outside hearing the pop-pop of the gun and seeing that band of cops do their little bop, a little, that's a 50s dance. Anyway, infuriated, some parents attempted to do something to save their children. And as per usual, well, that's when the officials really took some action. Now, real effective, manly action, you know, against the parents, arresting them. I understand even using or threatening to use pepper spray and tasers. Texas Ranger Lieutenant Chris Alvarez, whatever, explained that the lapse of time from when the officers arrived on the scene to when they actually engaged the shooter boiled down to this. The officers, quote, could have been shot. They could have been killed, end quote. One mother jumped in her car, raced to the scene, demanding action. And so a brave Texas Ranger arrested her, put her in handcuffs. Some other police officers on the scene recognized her, released her. She immediately scaled the fence, ran into the building, found her children, and brought them out safely. 1 hour later, at about 12:40, a border police agent entered the room, took a grazing wound from the shooter, returned fire, and killed the monster of Uvalde. The bloodshed ended when a good guy with a gun had enough gumption to put himself in harm's way in order to protect the children from harm. When a lieutenant ranger was asked about why the officers on scene did not act, well, I watched this. And this fellow squirming about, talking about protocol staging, calling in reinforcements, snipers, all that. I watched his face say to me, well, he realized he was in a corner here. So he tries to appeal to us and saying, you know, this was an active shooter situation. This guy had a gun. Oh, my. He was shooting people. Oh, well. And Americans understand, need to understand, that all officers might have been shot. Really? Really? No kidding. Never thought of that? Never thought of that while training to become a renowned and revered Texas Ranger? You never thought you'd get shot at? I know we want our officers to come home to their children. But, friend, you took a job, buddy, to help make sure these children get home to their parents. Where are the men? Don't give these little boys badges and let them strut about town like they're some kind of man in their nicely pressed uniforms and shiny shoes and polished badge. If you're going to wear that shield, be the shield that shield authorizes you to be. Brother McKenzie, the son of a pastor friend of mine in Puyallup at the Baptist Bible Baptist Church there, his son, Bo, his name was Bohannon, and he relates to us the story of three creatures. He writes, rabbits have virtually no defense. They have no teeth. Their hide is tissue thin. In fact, the only reason they are not extinct is their well-known proclivity for reproducing in such numbers they consistently outpace their predators, providing plenty of rabbit meat for them to eat. Porcupines, on the other hand, are not fierce, and they are not tough, but they are nearly impossible for most predators to harm because they have a natural defense in their quills. Badgers now are mean. I mean, they're so mean, no predator dares come near their den. There is a massive database of records showing that even grizzly bears avoid the badger's den. Now, Bo explains, I'm not advocating that we be ruthlessly aggressive like badgers, but I fear we wonder why our children are preyed upon. While we have taught them to be rabbits, folks, why can't we teach our children to be cute, gentle creatures like a porcupine and then surround them with protective quills? Surround our kids with quills. Hey, Texas Rangers, you're supposed to be the quills. Hey, Bidenstine, let's surround the children in our schools with the protective quills of armed teachers, or at the very least, men with guns who are more concerned about making sure our children get home to their parents than they are concerned about getting home to theirs. I'm sorry, that's what goes with a badge. You take that badge, you take the honor that comes with it, then by God in heaven, do your job. So who is this guy? Described as a loner, and his mother was a druggie. He had a lisp and stuttered and was socially awkward. Suffered bullying at school just constantly. He was bitter and violently lashed out at peers and strangers and engaging in lawless behavior, often leading to run-ins with local law enforcement. How many times have you read that one of these kids grew up in a two-parent intact family, where the parents carried the children off to Sunday school and did devotions with them at home, loved them, nurtured them? You want to fix this mess? Stop your family-destroying policy. Start supporting the divine design of the family. And turn back to God, America. Hey, Biden, have you any idea how ridiculous you look with your win-in-God's-name charade? You treasonous liar, you look like Clinton carrying the family Bible into public after a Ludinsky affair became known. You're all a pack of Lolita Express perverts, and you are what's wrong with America. One of Ramo's friends, yeah, he had a few, described him as weird, doing strange things like cutting up his face for fun. On one occasion, riding around town with another friend at night, shooting random people with a BB gun and egging people's cars. In recent months, according to one report from a classmate, Ramos posted videos where he's seen screaming aggressively at his mother, calling her that B word. A TikTok account believed by police to have belonged to Ramos featured a short clip of a mobile game bylined, quote, kids be scared, IRL, end quote. IRL means in real life. It refers to one's identity and life outside the internet. It turns out this guy was planning this for some time, apparently. He posted a pic of his guns and tagged some random girl who lives in California. He messaged her to repost the image. Early Tuesday morning, the day of, Ramos messaged her again. I'm about to, period. The girl asked, about to what? He answered, I'll tell you before 11. And he followed that with, I got a little secret I want to tell you. His last message was sent at 9:16 a.m. that morning, and it said, I'ma air out. In Greek speak, I'ma, is, I might add, and air out apparently is a paintball expression for taking out your opponent in the game, or it can mean to expose something. Shortly after this text, the Uvalde massacre hit the news, and Biden trots out blaspheming the name of God by putting it in his foul mouth, went in the name of God, and with Obama-esque audacity, he tells every American that owns an AR that they are sick killers. That's what you said. Let me tell you who is sick here. Every idiot that thinks gun laws protect us from murderers using guns to kill us. Well, you sick macaroons. Every one of you, Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, Nadler, Newsom, all of you, every day you're surrounded by people with guns there to protect you. But you won't surround our kids with good people with guns to protect them. You are sick. You're the ones responsible for this carnage. It serves your political agenda. You talk about sick. You try to use the corpses of little children to sell your political agenda, but it works against you every time. Let's go gun-free, shall we, Bette Midler? Well-known for being a gun opponent. Okay, we'll start by firing your security team. Hey, Obama, fire your security team. You want us to call 911? You dial 911, you sick killers. You are sick killers. Biden et al. Everywhere you go, you are surrounded by men with guns there to protect you. That's because you know, you sick, plagiarizing, thieving traitor. You know that you need good guys with guns around you to protect you from bad guys with guns. But you think you're going to protect our children in schools with a stupid sign that says gun-free zone? That's an invitation. I'm tired of trying to get it through the thick skulls of these people who are responsible by their policies for the murdering of our children with their stupidity and idiocy. It's just gone too far. When in God's name are you people going to wake up to reality, to the world and life as God the Creator designed it? Obama wants you to pause and remember George Floyd. I say, during this grief, let's remember Buffalo and Gendron, who shot and killed 10 at Buffalo only a few weeks ago in a New York market that he targeted because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood. Oh, and let's remember this too, that law enforcement officials in Buffalo, New York, are now investigating a retired federal agent with five others who knew about Peyton Gendron's plan to murder black people at Top Supermarket. They were given his plans that even named the location of a planned attack. He signaled to these adults in his life 30 minutes before his action. Adults who regularly chatted with Gendron in a chat room called Discord, where racist hatred was the fodder of their banter. Then, at 2:30 p.m., Gendron carried out his planned attack. These adults used this chat room to talk about their shared interest in racial hatred, replacement theory, and hatred of anyone who is Jewish, a person of color, or not of European ancestry, quote unquote. They knew of Gendron's plan and told no one of it. They failed to report it. Oh, and here is something interesting. Back in 2018, two 18-year-old wannabe Columbine killers were arrested for planning a Columbine-style shooting at Uvalde Elementary, planning for it to take place in 2022. Okay. I'll go into some of that tonight. I'm going to preach a special message Sunday night. Don't miss it. My answer to Biden's question, or the question he should be asking, when in God's name is this going to end? We are hashtag sick of your lies. You want to be part of the solution to this? Come to church this Sunday. 9:30 for Bible study, 10:45 for worship service and preaching, and 5 p.m. for evening worship. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Every day, we see proof of the wisdom of our founders. We've acknowledged the right of unbelievers to make their own choice for or against Christ. But see how they're not content that we should make room for their rebellion? Daily, they attempt to force us to join them in it. They would force us to teach our children the life-threatening lifestyle of the sodomites. They force us to fund the atrocity of baby murder. We have acknowledged it's their choice to receive or rebel against Christ, but they have used that freedom to take away our liberties. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Choose wisely. Go to GodsWar2020.com.